A new concept in air transportation. The travail has been taken out of travel.
Travail out of travel, that's kind of hard to imagine. But once a trip on an airplane was actually a romantic notion, as you can hear there. In many ways, the romance of flight was the creation of a woman pilot and aviation pioneer, Amelia Earhart. 80 years ago today, you mentioned at the top of the show, Adora, on June 18th, 1928, Earhart was a passenger on a plane crossing the Atlantic. She made history as the first woman to cross the Atlantic by plane, but it wouldn't be her last crossing of an ocean. A few years later, in 1932, she flew herself across the pond.
I believe I saw land first about the middle. I decided to come down anyway in the best available pasture. I got down without any trouble and taxied to the front door of a surprised farmer's cottage.
Cool, calm, and collected. She wanted to make it to Paris, but she landed in Wales.
Best available pasture, yeah. She found.
She flew from Newfoundland to the United Kingdom. Took her 20 hours and 40 minutes, about 2,000 miles. The amazing thing, though, is to listen to how she talks, not so much about the nuts and bolts of travel, which you might imagine a man would do. She talks about this sort of spirit of aviation.
Among all the marvels of modern invention, that with which I am most concerned is, of course, air transportation. Flying is perhaps the most dramatic of recent scientific attainments.
And she was right in the middle of it.
She had such a handle on the significance of it and the theoretical value that we've now realized in terms of what it means for our everyday lives.
And that women were leaders, not only in flight, but in swashbuckling in flight, but also in science.
Aviation, this young modern giant, exemplifies the possible relationship of women and the creations of science. Although women as yet have not taken full advantage of its use and benefits, air travel is as available to them as to men. As so often happens in introducing the new or changing the old, public acceptance depends peculiarly upon women's friendly attitude. In aviation, they are arbiters of whether or not their families shall fly, and as such are a potent influence.
Boy. She couldn't be more right. Every survey always shows that women decide how the money is spent, what kind of trips the family takes, and so on. And
she was
so
talking
forth.
Back in the mid-1930s. I mean, if the airline industry had listened maybe more to her, they'd be in better shape. You know, a lot of people don't know that Earhart was instrumental in setting up civil aviation in the United States. In 1929, she set up the first regional shuttle service between New York and Washington. She was a partner at what became TWA.
And TWA is no longer with us,
but
that shuttle from Washington, D.C. to New York is.
Yeah, she became the first person to fly solo across the Pacific from Honolulu to Oakland in 1935. And in 1937, she began a 29,000-mile journey that would have been a trip around the world.
Legendary aviatrix Amelia Earhart is reported missing. The director of three aeronautical companies, she was the first woman to cross the Atlantic. And in 1932, the first woman to cross it solo in record time.
She disappeared over the Central Pacific Ocean. Her remains have never been found. It's one of those.
And she'd be terribly disappointed today because women represent only 6% of the total pilot population.
And slightly more than 18% of non-pilot aviation employees.
In the U.S.
She was a pioneer. Amelia Earhart, 80 years ago today, began a voyage that was the first woman to cross the Atlantic.